This week on The Marquee, we've got End of Summer, Action and Laughs. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, Pierce Brosnan returns to the world of spies in The November Man. When an ex-CIA agent is drawn back into the world of political espionage, the agency sends his former protege to kill him. The November Man reteamed Brosnan with his Dante's Peak director, Roger Donaldson.
Based on the novel The Switch by Elmore Leonard, the crime comedy Life of Crime follows a couple of small-time crooks as they kidnap a wealthy businessman's wife, only to find that he has no interest in paying the ransom because he's just filed for divorce. Jennifer Aniston, Tim Robbins, and Isla Fisher star as the hostage, her husband, and his new girlfriend.
As Above, So Below is the latest in a long string of found footage horror films from writer-director John Eric Dowdle. When a group of explorers set out into the catacombs below Paris, they encounter an evil presence that threatens them all. The ancient Paris catacombs are the perfect location to stage a horror film, but found footage movies long ago wore out their welcome.
Opening at the Drexel, Land Ho follows two old friends and former brothers-in-law who set out on a life-changing adventure across Iceland, hoping to find happiness and excitement.
Opening at the Gateway, Ivory Tower is a documentary that explores higher education in America, mainly focusing on its costs and return value for those trying to obtain it.
If you're in the mood for a little holiday weekend flashback, check out the Ghostbusters 30th Anniversary re-release. You can see this classic 80s adventure on the big screen for 1 week only in a number of theaters around the city. Or for summer comedies on a budget, head to Carriage Place this weekend to see Melissa McCarthy in Tammy, Michael Douglas and Diane Keaton in And So It Goes, or Zach Braff's Kickstarter movie, Wish I Was Here. But for my pick this week, I'll go with Life of Crime. Though it didn't screen for critics, I've got a soft spot for both Elmore Leonard and Jennifer Aniston, so I'll give it the benefit of the doubt.
I'm a big fan of Pierce Brosnan, just as long as he's not singing ABBA, so I'll recommend The November Man.
Or if this week's end of summer releases don't have you racing out to the box office, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Blended. Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler reunite for this globe-trotting comedy about a pair of single parents who end up splitting a fabulous vacation to Africa, despite the fact that they can't stand each other. Though the plot is built on cliches and all-too-convenient coincidences, Barrymore and Sandler still make a lovable rom-com duo.
In the period drama Belle, the mixed-race daughter of a Royal Navy admiral struggles to receive the same rights and privileges due to her while being raised by her aristocratic great-uncle.
In the animated adventure Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return, Dorothy, voiced by Glee's Lea Michele, returns home to Kansas, only to be summoned back to Oz to help her friends face yet another villain.
Other new releases include AMC's The Walking Dead Season 4, FX's Sons of Anarchy Season 6, and BBC America's The Musketeers Series 1. If none of this week's new releases have you reaching for your remote, you can check out a more retro title, like Bob Fosse's All That Jazz starring Roy Scheider, What's New Pussycat starring Peter Sellers and Peter O'Toole, or Roddy McDowell's The Legend of Hell House.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll go with Blended. It's the weakest of Sandler and Barrymore's films, but this harmless and mostly brainless comedy is still good for plenty of laughs. Or if you're in the mood for some TV on DVD, I recommend checking out the third season of ABC's Revenge, my TV guilty pleasure.
I usually don't recommend too many television releases, but earlier this summer I marathoned through 5 seasons of The Sons of Anarchy. Since then, I've been waiting eagerly for season 5 to arrive on Blu-ray so I can get caught up for the final season's premiere in September.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week when we kick off this year's award season with Westerns and Indie Comedies. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week,
any time of day is a good time for pie.